News, I'm Mary Rose. Super Bowl-level security is planned for the upcoming Arizona Memorial honoring the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Former California Republican Congressman John Campbell told Salem Radio Network that Kirk's death is a historic loss.
For Generation X, this will be the first of those moments. For Generation Millennial, it is the second, because they were old enough to remember 9/11. For some of us, it's the fourth of these sorts of major events. But it is a major event, and I think, ironically or not ironically, it is a turning point.
The memorial for Charlie Kirk will be held tomorrow at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, where the NFL's Arizona Cardinals play. Senator Joni Ernst tells the Salem Radio Network that she's heartbroken over the assassination of Charlie Kirk, but Ernst says even in the midst of tragedy, she remains optimistic about the future.
I really, really am concerned about, of course, his wonderful wife and his beautiful children, but I know that the movement will be strengthened because of their love for Charlie and our love for Charlie and everything that he has done for our great party and for the United States of America.
President Trump's son, Eric, says given all the assaults and lawfare against his father, it's not surprising the left would target a family friend and fellow conservative warrior.
And they wanted to take a guy like Charlie Kirk out because he was incredibly effective. He had an incredible mouthpiece. He literally transcended an entire generation, changed the indoctrination that they were facing on college campuses.
Eric Trump spoke with the Salem Radio Network about his new book, Under Siege, My Family's Fight to Save Our Nation. President Trump says he's discussed the approval of TikTok deal yesterday in a call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Both countries have been working on a way for the social media platform to remain operational in the U.S. This is SRN News. A new map of where faith is declining.
If you wanted to put the findings in their simplest form, you could say that religion is waning in the world's richest nations. A study by the Pew Research Center indicates that the most profound declines in faith can be seen in places such as France, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Belgium, and Sweden. By contrast, religion is a lot stronger in countries that aren't so rich, including much of Africa and South America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island judge has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from changing the criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males have access to women's bathrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal dollars. The administration also wants to require that homeless facilities do not hide illegal immigrants. This is SRN News. President Trump has signed a proclamation to require a new annual fee of $100,000 for H-1B visa applicants.
H-1B visas are intended to bring skilled foreigners for jobs that tech companies say they struggle to fill with U.S. citizens. Critics argue the program allows companies to pay lower wages and fill entry-level jobs. As a result, many U.S. companies find it cheaper to contract out help desks, programming, and other basic tasks to consulting companies who then hire foreign workers. Historically, these visas have been distributed through a lottery system, with California having the highest number of H-1B workers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The cost of an Xbox is going up again. Microsoft announced yesterday that prices for various Xbox models will go up starting October 3rd. Depending on the model, some will cost between $400 and $800. More details at srnnews.com.